Torah Lamed Aleph 31, Part Tet, in the middle of how do you say that?
Paragraph.
Page 88. So we were talking about the charity, about tzedakah. That by that charity, by the tzedakah, the man is blessing all of his parnasah of all year long. I remember that once Arav Shalom said that the best charity is to give to the chief rabbi, to Arav Shalom himself directly, to give him, to hand the money to his hand. Why? Because he is in charge of all of the neshamot, of all of the souls, and everyone depends in him. And actually, all of the bounty that they're receiving is coming through him. And it doesn't mean that there is a lot of stories of people that came to Arav and asked for money and told him, and Arav is giving and handing money. And so, but it's not a physical thing that you're going to give it to him and he. It's a spiritual thing. The one that is above you, the one that is a leader, the one that is in charge of those souls, he's the one that all of those souls are included in him. When, like we said yesterday, when he is growing, you are growing with him. If you made him rich, now you're going to become to be rich with him because you're attached to him. It's going to affect your life. All of the attachment that we were talking to yesterday, that we said that it depends in the love. The issue is that as much as you're going to connect yourself to him, to the rabbi, to the one that through him you receive all of your life, all of your wisdom, all of your bounty, you're going to make the rope thicker and thicker. And then it will never going to be torn. Like that it's written, Yaakov Chevel Nachalato. It's written that Yaakov, his land, what that he inherit, is a rope, Chevel. Like we say, Chevel Eretz, is a rope of a land. So what's the meaning rope? What it means? That a rope has got a lot of strings.
Quartz
inside of it. And even if you're cutting it, starting to cut, still it's got a whole chevel, it's got a whole rope. It's going to take a long, long time to cut the rope. Even if he sinned, even if he made something wrong, even if he failed, no matter what, still he's got a rope. He's got a lot more
cords
to hang on them. So we need always to bond ourselves more and more to make that rope wider and wider and wider as much as we can. So, bevkinat lechem apanim. And this is, v'zehu sheishiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe. And this is what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered to Moshe. Pana yelechu v'hanichoti lach. My face gonna walk away v'hanichoti lach. And I'm gonna let you be. What it means? Ki Moshe bikesh kapara. Moshe was asking for forgiveness for all of Am Israel. Means that Hashem answered to him, my face of anger, angry face, that I was angry, soon gonna go, don't worry, the judgment's gonna be cancelled, and then I'm gonna let you have what that you're asking for. Because Moshe was asking for forgiveness. Veshivlo, and Hashem answered to him, Panai Yelechu, my face gonna walk away. Sheitaknu bechinat raglin. He answered to him. What it means? A different way of explaining it. Panai yelechu. You want to see my face? So they should walk. So they should go. My face, you're asking? That I'm going to illuminate my face. I'm going to smile to you. I'm going to answer to you. Yelechu. They should walk away. What it means they should walk? Sheitaknu bechinat raglin. That they're going to fix the aspect of legs. בבחינת פנים, the aspect of face, אזי יתכפר להם, then it's all gonna be forgiven, gonna be fixed for them. Like that we said yesterday, we learned on the legs, that they are the stability, that this is the parnasa of the man, that he's standing on his feet. כי שולחן דומה למזבח שמכפר, because the table, it looks like an altar that creates the forgiveness. וזהו, and this is what it's written, פתח במזבח וסיים, זה השולחן אשר לפני השם. We need to open חגיגה if you want to understand it. Opened the limud, the sugya over there is starting with an altar, and finishing with the words Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. This is the table that's in front of Hashem. But in front, use the word Lifnei. Lifnei, it's like panim, like face, like that face that we were talking. The face of Hashem. Lifnei Daika. In front means in front of His face. Sheye Daika Bevchinat Panim. That the table have to be in the aspect of face. Like we said, the table, this is the Parnassah. This is where you have all of your money. This is how they said, explained it. Rabbeinu explained it. We learned it yesterday. That people that have Parnassah, they don't have the Ta'avat Achila. Their Achila, their eating can be fixed. Because that they have wealth. Because that they have money. If not only money, also wisdom. Can be a person that's going to be very rich. And still he's got Ta'avat, desire for food or something. Why? Because he's not happy with his share. Like we said, and on and on and on. Need to connect it always. All of those wisdom, all of the Rabbeinu's way of teaching us, always we need to connect it to the old limud. It's like a chain. Every part that you learned is established on the last part and on the last part. And always need to connect ourselves to the beginning of the Torah. Like we see that most of the times, Rabbeinu in the end of the Torah is writing Vezeh, and this is that verse that we said. Now, after that you received all of that wisdom, now you can understand why I brought that verse in the beginning of the Torah, because that verse contains all of that wisdom. V'azai mechaper, and then it creates that forgiveness. What it means, when you're eating, the pshat of all of what that we learn now is that when you're eating, how the table gonna create forgiveness like the altar? When you're eating in front of Hashem. When you know that Hashem Yitbarach is with you while you're eating, and you're not forgetting Him while you're eating, you're just eating with Yirah, with fear, and you're eating for Hashem Yitbarach, and you're thinking, I want Hashem, I don't want the food, I want Hashem, I don't want the food, I want Hashem. So then the food gonna bring you to that strong desire to want Hashem Yitbarach always, never to forget Hashem, and to connect and bond yourself. And it is mechaper kamizbeach, also create forgiveness to all of the avonot. So now we have even a bigger discount. You don't even need to do tshuva. You just need to sit and eat and remember Hashem, and it's mechaper kamizbeach. It's forgive all of your avonot, like the altar. Just sit and eat. It's a chidush, right? Remember Hashem when you're eating, mechaper kamizbeach. This is it. It's amazing. It's not that easy to remember Hashem while you're eating, don't worry. It's not that easy. That the table is going to be in the aspect of face, ve'azai mechaper, and then it creates that forgiveness. ולעתיד יתקיים, and in the future it's going to be what it's written in the verse in Ishaya, ולא ייכנף עוד מורך, והיו עיניך רואות את מורך. ולא ייכנף עוד מורך, ייכנף means wings, means that your teachers, your rabbis, will not going to hide themselves anymore with their wings. Means they're going to show you that they can fly, that they have the ability to fly, like the angels. When he's Yikanef, it means that he's bringing his wings inside, so you cannot see that he's a bird, that he can fly. You cannot see that he's an angel, because he is hiding his wings. But in the future, lo Yikanef od morecha, he will not going to hold his wings anymore. He's going to spread his wings, and you're going to see. Ve'ayu enecha ro'ot et morecha, and your eyes are going to see your rabbis, your teachers, what their real abilities are. Shazai, and then Yitgale Bechinat Panim, the aspect of the face going to be revealed, means they're going to remove the wings from their face. You're going to be able to see their face, all of their Kedusha, holiness. Ki Achshav, because now Pene Hashem Ustar, the face of Hashem is hidden Bederech HaTeva, under the rules of nature. Be'anagat HaMazalot, people believe in the stars and the constellations, bivchinat, in the aspect of v'istarti panai mehem, I hide myself, hid my face from them, v'ayu lechol, and they And they're going to go to eat. When Hashem is hiding himself, the man becomes hungry. Rav Shalom said that even in the Holocaust, righteous people, when they're even starving, they mamash, they don't eat, they never feel hunger. They feel weakness. Righteous people never feel hunger, only weakness. Rabbeinu is writing in Sefer Amidot, in the book of Aleph Bet, he's writing that if a man feels hunger, it means that he's got haters, angels that hate him in heaven. Mekatregim, saying bad things on you, so he's hungry, you have to eat, something. Means that someone in heaven is talking Lashon around you, saying bad things on you in heaven. Someone hates the man in heaven. So righteous people, that for sure they have peace in heaven and in earth with everyone, no one hates them, everyone loves them, they don't feel hunger, never. They only feel weakness. They're never hungry. So Rabbeinu is bringing that verse, V'istarti panai mehem v'ayu lechol. When I hide my face from them, they need to eat. They are hungry, they're never satisfied. V'achshav, and now, mar'e hachama amuka min tzilam. Now Rabbeinu is bringing that verse on the opposite side, and now it came, if Hashem is hiding his face, that the sun is stronger than their shade, means that they don't have shade, means they need to work, means that they are suffering, the one that don't believe, the non-believers, the one that doesn't eat in front of Hashem, they need to suffer to bring their food. וזה בחינת צלצל כנפיים, and this is an aspect of what it's written, צלצל כנפיים. צלצל, it's a certain, it's like a ring, like a sound, ringing. כנפיים, it's wings. But Rabbeinu, he brings that verse not to talk about this certain sound. He's saying, שהכנפיים, that the wings, וההסתרה, and the way of Hashem hides himself, שהנהגתו מוכנף, that all of his way of leading us is hidden under the wings, מוכנף, ומוסתר בהם, and he's hiding it with under his wings. שלום עליכם. Welcome back. וזהו הצל שמסתיר אור החמה, and this is the shade that hides the light of the sun. So Rabbeinu is bringing the word tzilzal to say shade. It's the word tzel. Tzilzal means that the shade is shading, is hiding, is covering. Tzilzal means that the shade is shading. Ve'ein ze, and it's for no other reason except of one, mechamat she'or hachama, because the light of the sun Ein meir bishlemut, is not illuminating in a perfect way. This is maybe, look what Rabbeinu is saying. Why the light is not illuminating? Because of the sun. All of that sickness of the generation of people to chase after themselves, to blame themselves. You don't have no one to blame. You've never been taught, no one taught you right. No one ever sat with you and clarified and answered to you on all of your questions. No one ever sat with you enough and gave you enough light that you're going to be illuminated. So how can you be illuminated? If you're a vessel and you're empty, how can it be your fault? It cannot be your fault at all. It's the sun to blame. It's the one that brings the light. It's the Rav to blame. It's the tzaddik of the generation to blame. It's Hashem Yitbarach to blame. And if you don't need to blame and you don't want to blame, still you need to understand that it's their responsibility to teach you. Like that it's a very silly thing to come and to blame your son that he's got bad attributes. Because he learned it somewhere. Or from you, or from your wife. There's no other options. Brakara de Abua, the boy, is a leg of his father. If he's cursing, if he's fighting, if he's not surrendering, if he's stubborn, if he's talking Lashon Hara, if he's laughing from nonsense, check yourself. Make a cleaning for Pesach inside. And you're going to find the source to all of his issues, because Karadabu, the son, is the leg of his father. And he took those words somewhere. And even if you're going to say he took it in the street, wonderful, you let him go. You let him go. You told him, go, go, go. Take the bike, go, bye. See you, bye, bye, bye. You said it. You pushed it out, him out. If the house was full with joy, full with happiness, he wouldn't have no reason to go out from the house. He would stay in the house. If you have such a wonderful house that you say, all right, the house is good, so to speak. If, you know, if it's also...
If,
smell bad. Yes, of course, but still. If a man, any surim belavon, there is no suffering without this thing. And even if you're going to say, but I tried, I made, Rabbi Natan said, every lacking that I saw, or that people haven't prayed on it at all, or that they haven't prayed enough. Even if you made everything that you could, and your wife also, very strong ishtadlut, you haven't prayed on your son enough. Maybe you should have prayed more. Maybe. Cannot blame Hashem. Even between the Tanaim, I think it was Rav Huna, that they came to him, Rav Huna, that his wine turned to vinegar. So they came to him, the Chachamim came to him and told him, maybe you need to check yourself, maybe. So he asked them, you suspect me in something? Righteous man, why are you blaming me? I never done nothing. So he told him, you want to blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he done something with no justice? So he said, all right, tell me what you have on me. And he accepted it. His ma'asrot, he was taking money from someone that stolen from him, but it wasn't right. Somehow, there was a smell of gezel over there. Something was wrong.
He didn't give him the twigs?
Of the
twigs of the grapes.
The branches, the achuzim, the percent that he was supposed to receive of the anafim. For them, in that generation, it could be a fortune. But who knows, you know?
And the guys who were stealing from him.
Yes. So, but you see, you're saying, all right, I'm checking myself and I'm clean. So you should, the Gemara is saying, if you couldn't find no reason for that suffering, tlebe bitul Torah, hang it on bitul Torah. You can say that you haven't made bitul Torah. Bitul Torah. Rav Ovadia was afraid of bitul Torah. Rav Ovadia was shaking from bitul Torah. The Gemara is saying that they're going to judge the man on how he was swallowing his saliva while he was learning, if he would maybe could say another word instead of swallowing and need to wait until he's going to be able to talk again. None of us in this area at all. So for sure you have bitul Torah. So you have bitul Torah. Why? No investigations. Bitul Torah. All right, do tshuva and bitul Torah. Because of bitul Torah. Bitul Torah. How many conversations and seudot and nonsense and lashon hara and on and on and cancel things, empty things.
So say it's bitul Torah is because you didn't learn enough, so you don't even know what you're doing wrong.
But Rabbeinu is saying to us from a total different point of view, angle, to understand that the lacking, the shade that we have is because that the sun is not illuminated like it should. We need to understand that I myself once in Hidbodedut, I was praying on certain attributes, something that I wanted to fix, and I'm praying and praying and praying, and then suddenly Hashem opened my eyes. I said, look, you're not fixing yourself. You never fixed yourself. All of what that you progressed and achieved until today, it's from the Rav's classes, from the Rav's prayers. You know that he educated you, that he gave you everything that you have. So why won't you gonna pray on him that he's gonna succeed with you already? That he's gonna find a way to help you to go out from all of your embarrassments, from all of your lackings. Lemaise, you're not fixing yourself. There is someone that is in charge of your neshama. And he's fixing you. Every class you're coming, you're receiving another letter. He's fixing another tag, another letter, another vowel. Until you're going to be complete, you're going to be a kosher Sefer Torah. It's going to take a while to fix all of that ruin. But after it, Bezrat Hashem, it's going to be. But who is fixing the Sefer Torah? Even if you're in potential, you're a Sefer Torah. You need an author, you need a Sefer Stam to sit and fix another letter, another letter, another letter. So there is that writer. And he needs to have time to sit and to write on you, with you. He needs to have the time and the wisdom to know how to fix. There are things that are very hard to fix. Things that we ruined, things that happened to us with the horrible exile. How are we going to do that? He needs a lot of siyata dishmaya. And he's got it, but it needs to happen. So we need to pray on him. That he's going to be the righteous people. Rabbi Nathan is writing that a lot in the Likutei Tefillot prayers. That the righteous people are going to be able to finish the tikkun with us. To fix us until the end, through the end. It's a very, very good prayer. Very good prayer to ask that they're gonna fix me. That they're gonna be able. That Hashem gonna help them, give them the tools to come down to my place to fix me. A prisoner cannot take himself out from prison. Have to be someone from outside, someone that doesn't have all of those lusts and desires. You that you have lust for food, you cannot fix your ta'avat achila. You cannot because you're attracted to it. So it's like a magnet for you. You see food. This is it. There is nothing to do over there anymore. You smell food. This is it. You see that you're, oh, wow, what's going on? This is it. You're a different man. It's a different spirit that went inside of you. And there's no one to talk to us. Even if you're not going to eat in the evening, you're going to say something to your wife, why she's not making and why she's not doing it. Because that frustration is going to walk with you all day long. Even if you don't have time now for some. But if you have that lacking, so you cannot fix yourself. You cannot complete yourself when you're lack. So you need to have someone that is perfect in that issue, that's going to be able to come down and going to fix you and going to explain to you from his experience, like that it's written, and Chacham Kebal Nisayon. You cannot buy the wisdom if you don't have the experience. This is also something very important to us, that we have a horrible experience in our life. We need to learn from that we can be wiser because of that experience. We're the only ones that can come down to other people that are even lower than us now today and to help them. If you're going to bring a chassid to their place, he cannot communicate with them at all. He cannot communicate. He cannot. No way. Only you that you learned with him in the same place, that you have the same language, you can use the same slang, you can talk to him like that you are mamash with him in the same place, and you're doing it all just for him. Just for him, you're coming down. Rabbeinu told that amazing story on the Turkey.
Turkey under the table.
Turkey, it's not only when he's cooked already.
No.
Turkey. Rabbeinu said that the king had a son. And that son, Mamash, lost his mind and he took off all of his royal garments and went down under the table and walking on the floor, imagined to himself that he's a turkey. And he's taking food from the floor, picking, and he's making sounds of a turkey. And the king, Mamash, doesn't know what to do with himself. And he's calling the experts and calling doctors and wizards and all of the wise people, people that can give an advice. And no one have an advice. Until they came, the Chacham Yehudi, the righteous man of the generation, the wise man. And he's coming to the king and telling him, I know how to help your son. I just need you to close the door and let me. I'm gonna hang with him. I'm gonna be with him. And he takes off all of his clothes and walking naked with him on the floor and saying to him, who are you? He's saying, I'm a turkey. He's saying, hey, I'm a turkey also. And he's picking from the floor, eating bones with him and eating grains from the floor. And then he's saying to him, you think that if we're gonna wear underpants, we're gonna still be turkeys or not? He said yes. So they were, both of them were underpants. And then he told him, you think that if we're gonna sit on the chair and eat from the table, we still can be turkey like that? He told him, yes. And like that, he took him one level after the other outside from that craziness, brought him back to be a human being. And this is the righteous man. Someone is coming to you telling you I'm a boxer. One is telling you I'm a singer. One is saying to you I'm an artist. One is saying to you I collect. What you were collecting, Avram? Bottle caps. Everyone got his thing. This one is science. This one is playing saxophone. This one have his hobbies. Everyone. One was a lawyer. One he was playing music, the flute. Everyone's got something that he brought from that place. And the righteous man have the ability to be with you in that place. To be with you really. To be with you in your place. Because there is no lacking. Nothing bad happened with that son. It's not depends in that son that is so far away. If a person just interesting in just playing the flute, just playing the saxophone, just painting all day long, just collecting bottle caps, if this something, so to speak, is wrong with him, he doesn't look for Hashem, but it's not his fault. It's not his fault. And actually, you can see wonderful things inside of that. Even in Beit HaMikdash, they were playing the flute. They were playing instruments. People that collect, people that paint, you can use it inside of the Kedusha. We need talented people. We need them inside of the Kedusha to illuminate the light in a colorful way. That everyone going to receive, that everyone going to be able to enjoy, to listen to. If we're going to put all of the yeshiva and going to make music, you don't have enough CDs to cover one shelf in Tower Records. What are you going to do? How are you going to fight? Oh, you have a strong, very strong war against the Kedusha. All of the Sitra Achra, thousands, millions of CDs, artists playing music and drawing and kids' books. As much as we're going to do, it's not going to be 1%. We have to have thousands of talented people to do more and more. But you have to bring them somehow. You have to build a bridge to their place. And that bridge has to be made from something that they can communicate with. The righteous men have the ability to go down to that place. And the righteous man is not blaming them. You are so far, you're just playing music all day long, you just waste your time painting all day long. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? No, no, no. The tzaddik knows that all of the lacking, that the light of the sun is not illuminating in a perfect way, it's because of the sun. When they asked on Pilegesh Bagiv'ah, why all of those, how many people, thousands of people, died from the tribe of Binyamin because of what had happened with Pilegesh Bagiv'ah, who are we going to blame? So the Gemara explains that we're blaming Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, we're blaming the Chachamim, the wise people, that they were not going from one city to another city and talking and distributing the light and explaining to them the halachot. They let them fall, so they fell. Alright, the end, you're going to blame them. You're going to blame the one that lives in those poor neighborhoods, in the slums. You done that, you're criminals, you're horrible. You brought them there. You didn't educate them. You didn't let them no tools, no way to grow and to work on their attributes. And you just made them so poor and so frustrated and so angry that they have to be criminals now. So it's them to blame. No, the government, the leader need to take the responsibility on himself. The righteous man, he's taking the responsibility. They're supposed to, but the righteous man, he is doing it. He is doing tshuva all day long. Like Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Natan explaining Likutei Moharan, that Rabbeinu is saying that everyone are loaning. Everyone have debts. And all of them are loaning from the big loaner. Who is the Malveh Gadol? It's the real Baal Tshuva. It's the one that do tshuva. What's the meaning of Baal Tshuva? He owns the tshuva. He is doing tshuva. When you finish doing tshuva for yourself, it doesn't mean that you stop doing tshuva. You just start doing tshuva for other people. This is your tshuva now. Your tshuva now is going to be for other people. You confess on the sins of the generation. Look at us. And if you're one of the chachamim, you're judging yourself. And how can it be that the wise people are not fulfilling the job? Not going, knocking on doors, talking to people. Rav Shalom is talking about it all of his life, maybe. Especially in those days, he's saying, even a prophet cannot achieve the level of a man that is distributing the light of faith in the world. And Navi, a prophet, the biggest prophet of them all, cannot achieve his level. He's bringing it, I think, from Chovat al-Vavot. Chovat al-Vavot. From Chovat al-Vavot. A prophet cannot achieve the level of you if you're going to start walking and knocking on doors. Yesterday night I was in the Kotel, I was doing a few hours in Bodedut, Baruch Hashem. I saw thousands of English speakers coming to the Kotel daily. And you see Moshe Tzarfati standing somewhere and start trying to talk and to talk and to talk. He had an amazing miracle yesterday. He gave his soul two books in the beginning of his afatzah. And then 2-3 hours he wasn't selling nothing. No one won and no one is listening. And he said to himself, so Baruch Hashem, you have over extra hours, you were Baruch Hashem. And he started to dance all alone in the close to the steps of the stairs of the Kotel, and he's dancing with himself. Someone is coming to him, a Haredi, holds him in the shoulder, telling him, Rabbeinu loves you, like that, Rabbeinu ohev otcha, and gave him a pile of bills, a huge amount of money, give it to him, he's in his hand, kacha, put it in his hands, Rabbeinu ohev otcha, gave him money and walked away. What are you going to say? It's miracles on miracles. Yeah. I'm standing over there and doing it badalut. I'm saying to myself, we need to make an evening class in the Kotel HaMaravi every evening to come, to sit 1 hour, 2 hours, to talk. All of the guys going to distribute books, going to... Thousands of people daily. What's the problem? You need to say, Wednesdays, it's hard every day. Wednesdays, let's do a shiur in the Kotel. Everyone are coming. Everyone doing afatzah. Selling more books. After it, paying back the fund, the money to the afatzah. Share, everyone that came, share the benefit, the money. Everyone that wants to need something. Wonderful, we made a afatzah. You can sell 20, 30, 50, 1,000 books. Who knows? A group can come, like those Japanese group that came to Yeshiva Chutzal Chesed. Coming into the Yeshiva and seen, and it comes out amazed and crying outside. Few people told me that they were crying outside. Now, I've said that they were crying outside. They were so excited to see Yeshiva. Like that guy that I told you about, that we called him to come to us in Sukkot, and he went into Yeshiva and he's telling a story that he's here with a Christian group of peace finders. I don't know what they're looking for. Peace looking for. and he's a Jew, and he doesn't have a Beit Knesset in his area where he was, where he lived, where he said Kentucky. Only fried chicken they have in Kentucky. They don't have a connection. And he's praying in a church every day because he's looking for Hashem, he's looking for God. And he doesn't know where to find him. So there is a place, people are praying. So he joined them. What he can do? You can blame him on that. You should blame the Chama Chabadnikim. Let's blame Chabad. When they asked the Rebbe Milubavitch if there is life on the moon, so he said no. So they asked him, how you know for sure that there is no life on the moon? So he said, if there was life over there, there was a Bet Chabad over there. There's no Bet Chabad. You see, in Kentucky, there is a Jew. Looking for you. Jews, he and his wife. So, we need to know that the sun is not illuminating yet. And this is why we need that holy brazenness that we were talking about, to convince him, to tell him, show yourself, please come, please Hashem. Yesterday night in the Bodedut, I tried to do that a lot. I was saying to Hashem, please Hashem, we're looking for you, we're asking, where are you? Just to say those words, please Hashem, reveal yourself to us, please Hashem, we're looking for you, we want you to come back. It's so simple, and it's so logic. This is, it's hidden. It's still a little bit hidden, but now we're revealing it, and you need to spread it more and more and more. Just to talk to Hashem, like you're talking to your best friends. So you want that Hashem, when he's going to come, only the righteous people are going to be able to approach, to come, to see Hashem, and we all going to... No! We all want to be in Beis HaMikdash. We all want to sacrifice our sacrifices. We all want to see the face of Hashem. All of us together, and even the ones that don't remember that they're Jews. Even then we want them over. We want them all to come. So we need to share it with Hashem. Please Hashem, we're looking for you. We want you to come. We want you to reveal your face. Please, smile to us. The only reason, only because how the sun looks, like the amount of light that the sun can bring out. Mar'e daika, how much that he's showing. Avalatid means that it's all in the present. The lacking, the shade that there is only because of how it looks in the present, but not what's going to be in the future. It's something else. Aval le'atid, but in the future. She'az itkayem, that then the verse going to be, the verse that going to control then going to be, ve'zarcha lachem shamesh, that the sun going to rise for you. You're going to see the light of the sun. She'achama betokpa itgale, that the power, the greatness of the sun going to be revealed. Bivchinat, in the aspect of atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in the future HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to take out the sun from its pocket. Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo'tzi chama min artika. So even the sun that we're saying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we had two lights, the sun and the moon, and we're always saying that the moon is the one that is hidden. We cannot see the light of the moon. The moon depends in the sun. But now Rabbeinu is bringing that verse, that Gemara in Nedarim, to reveal, to tell us that even the sun you cannot see. Even the light of the sun is not illuminating. Means also the light of the Torah. Like we said, that the moon is the prayers, and the sun is the Torah. And people can enjoy a lot more from learning Torah than to do hitbodedut, than to pray. You see people sit and learn 6-8 hours a day, very easy, and they're enjoying the limud. Take them 6 or 8 hours to the field. He cannot do that. 3 hours, 1 hour every 18, and then another 3 or 4 hours to do it bodedut. He doesn't have the happiness, the joy to do that, like from learning, because the sun, the Torah, is more illuminating than the moon, the tefillah. But still also the Torah is not illuminating like it can. The light of the Torah that's going to reveal Atid Lavo in the future to come, when Mashiach is going to start to talk to us Torah. It's like Rabbeinu said that Mashiach is going to explain Torot from Likutei Moharan. He's going to reveal a Torot, wisdom that Rabbeinu wrote in Likutei Moharan. When the wisdom of Mashiach is going to be revealed, then you can learn more and more and more. And the Torah is illuminating for us. Also, you can see it now with the holy books of Rav Shalom, with that wisdom that we're talking now, with all of that wisdom of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Once, people like us could be in yeshiva. You see people from yeshivot are falling. They don't have joy. They don't have satisfaction in the limud. You come here to this yeshiva, you hear a class from Rav Shalom. Someone told me, I have a friend that I just need to bring him for 3 weeks to Eretz Israel. If I'm doing that, this is it. He's going to stay for life. I told him why. He said, they just need to hear a Rav one Shabbos or two Shabbos, and this is it. How can you leave a Rav after it? You heard him once, you heard him twice. This is it. You cannot go away. He said, maximum 3 weeks, and he's going to stay forever. Why? Because we started to taste the real taste of the Torah. Like that it's written, Ruach Elokim merachefet al pene hamayim, that the Spirit of God is hovering above the water. Elokim, that Spirit, the Zohar HaKadosh is saying, it's the Spirit of Mashiach. It's the Spirit of the righteous man. When you learn the wisdom, the Torah of the righteous man, after it, even when you're opening a Gemara, you can see the righteous man inside of the Gemara. All of the limud is illuminating for you, like Likutei Moharan, exactly. You learn Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Natan wrote the Likutei Halachot out of the Shulchan Aruch. Where's the connection? Open the Shulchan Aruch, you see very dry, solid Halachot. Open the Likutei Halachot of Rabbi Natan. You see over there spiritual explanations coming from Kabbalah sources and from Likutei Moharan based on Sipurei Maasiyot and conversations. This is why Rabbeinu said this, why Rabbeinu said that, and he's attaching and sewing all of it together to one piece, to be one Torah, Torat Emet, Torat Chaim. Suddenly all of the Torah is illuminating. You can write an amazing book out of the Shulchan Aruch. People like us cannot spend their life sitting, learning only Shulchan Aruch. And it's not because of the Shulchan Aruch, it's because that we're not alive. We're not alive. We're dead people. We're coming from, we're dry. We're thirsty. We're thirsty and hungry and tired and poor. And we have to eat something that already been chewed. We need to eat paste. We're not able to sit and eat meat and bread and drink wine. We don't have those vessels. We have to eat something mamash, flour with honey and a little bit of oil, something, cereals, something that you can digest. So this is the tzaddik, this is the righteous man, that he's fixing everything for you and preparing and chewing it for you and giving it to you that you're able to adjust yourself to it, to digest it. So even the Torah, the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take out the sun from its pocket, Azayit Kayem, and then you're going to see it's going to be the verse in Malachi, Umarpe Bichnafea, the healing, all cures, the healing going to be in her wings, under her wings. Hainu, it means, Shelo Yikanef Od Morecha Kanal, that your teachers, your rabbis, will not going to hide themselves under the wings anymore, just going to spread their wings, going to hug us all, going to heal us all, Bezat Hashem. Amen. Can you hear us all?